I want to invite forward the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. How are we doing today? We're going to let you be a little silly today in our children's message. Is that all right? Are you feeling silly a little bit? Yeah, kind of? No? All right. So you got to be silly in the exact way that I'm suggesting here this morning. I want you to say, when I point to you, I want you to say, that's backward. That's backwards. Okay? So when I point to you, say, that's backwards. Ready? Wow. All right. We got to do better than that. So when I point to you, you got to say, that's backwards. One, two, three. Come on. We got to get some coffee in you. Okay, can the congregation help me out? Yeah. On the count of three, we're going to say, that's backwards. One, two, three.
That's backwards.
All right. Did that give you some courage? We now got everyone here speaking. All right. Well, I'm going to do that here through my children's message. I just got a simple message to share with you. I'm going to tell you a story about a backwards king. He's kind of a strange guy. And when I point my finger, I want you to say, that's backwards. So there once was a king. All right. He was a little different. In fact, he was quite backwards. He did things just a little different than every other king that had ever lived. For example, the time that he was born was a little different than when other kings were born. Usually when kings are born, they are born in a palace. This king was born with cows and donkeys and sheep.
That's backwards.
All right, sweet. Thank you, everybody. And you guys were better there. That was good. And you know, usually when a king is born, it's announced and everyone hears. It's kind of a big deal. The news hears about it, right? The king is born. But see, when this backwards king was born, just a few wise men and shepherds heard about his birth. That's pretty crazy, yeah. Then he grew up, he got a little older, and usually a king kind of has nice things in his house. Wouldn't you think he'd have, you know, video games probably and television? Well, he'd at least have some jewels and some fancy clothing, right? This backwards king hardly had anything. He barely even had a home.
That's backwards.
Very good. It wasn't just that, but his style really set people off. Because people, when they expect a king to arrive into a city, they expect him to ride in on a fancy car, or maybe even a white horse, right? This backwards king, though, came in on a donkey. Nice. Then there were his friends. Don't kings usually have really fancy friends and invite people that are really well-known and celebrities to their pad, to their house? This king, he hung out with smelly fishermen, and he went over and dined in sinners' homes, and he hung out with some sketchy people.
That's backwards.
Awesome. Not just that, but this backwards king died on a cross, he went to a tomb, and he rose again, and he lives forever. He's not just a backwards king, he's a forever king. And he wants to be your king if you choose him to be your king. And I know you do. That backwards king has a name. Do you know what his name is? Jesus. Okay, Jesus is king. So whenever you hear Jesus' name in church, I want you to think of king, but I want you to think of he was kind of a backwards king, and that's a good thing because he can be our forever king that gives us what we need. So be thinking about that today as I share my message too. Thanks for coming up this morning. Go back to your seats.